KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, in high school softball action Friday, the scores that we have available include Cam over Boyer Valley, 14-4. Ballard defeating Carroll, 7-1. Carroll beat Madrid in softball, 11-8. Dennis and Schleswig swept both games with St. Albert, 13-1 and 17-1. Exira EHK was a 13-1 winner over Glidden Ralston. Grandview Christian down West Central Valley, 10-3. Kemper Catholic was a 12-2 winner over Red Oak. Lamar's doubled up on Western Christian, 10-5. Lennox was a 1-0 winner over Wayne. Missouri Valley defeated Tri-Center, 13-1 in softball. Other scores include Mount Air over Central Decatur, 10-0. Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail, 13-3. Red Oak was a 4-3 winner over Kemper Catholic. Sydney down Fremont Mills, 11-6. South Central Calhoun was a 14-5 winner over East Sac County. Southeast Warren beat Nottoway Valley, 4-1. Winner set blank Coon Rapids Baird, 6-0. And it was, or rather, I'm sorry, West Harrison over Coon Rapids Baird, 6-0. Winner set beat Urbandale, 10-0. And our Woodbine was a 4-3 winner over Arweva in softball. In high school baseball action, it was Cam over Boyer Valley, 14-4. Boone over ADM, 8-0. Carroll beating Carlisle, 10-9. Lewis Central was a 10-3 winner over Glenwood. Maple Valley, Anthonoto defeated Kingsley Pearson, 1-0. The Mount Air boys were a 6-0 winner over Central Decatur of Leon in baseball. St. Albert beat Red Oak 10-0. Trainer was a 10-0 winner over Tri-Center. That was in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament Final, and the game was won in six innings. Underwood took third place with an 8-0 victory over Logan Magnolia in the WIC Conference. The West Monona beat Whiting by a score of 10-0. In Ottawa, West Monona, Ottawa was a 13-9 winner also over Whiting in game number two. Well, in Major League Baseball action, rookie Fernando Tatis Jr. and Eric Hosmer hit consecutive home runs in the sixth inning off of Michael Wacha, and the San Diego Padres beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 last night for their third straight win. The Padres have hit 11 homers in their last three games. They hit 9 in a two-game sweep at Baltimore on Tuesday and Wednesday. Cole Hamels left after only one inning because of discomfort in his side, which was another setback to the Chicago Cubs rotation, and the Cincinnati Reds snapped their four-game losing streak with a 6-3 victory Friday. The Cubs already were missing Kyle Hendricks, who was sidelined by a sore pitching shoulder. Eric Sogard hit a tie-breaking home run into the seventh inning. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. homered twice for his second straight multi-homer game, and the Toronto Blue Jays snapped a three-game losing streak with a 6-2 win over the Royals, who have lost 5 of their last 7. Ross Detweiler pitched 5 effective innings for his first win in nearly 3 years. The Chicago White Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 6-4 Friday to snap a 7-game losing streak against the Twins. James McCann and Eloy Jimenez each hit long 2-run homers, and John Jay and Jose Abreu added RBI singles during a 2-run fifth that put the White Sox ahead for good. The Sox have won 2 straight after losing 7 of the past 9. Lance Lynn struck out 10 over 8 innings of 3-hit ball, and the Texas Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0 Friday night for their season-best 6th consecutive win. The Rangers move into a tie for the first AL wildcard spot with the Rays at 43-46. Tampa Bay was coming off a 3-7 road trip. Kevin Newman homered and extended his hitting streak to 18 games, and the Pittsburgh Pirates rallied with 2 late runs to beat the Brewers 3-2 last night in the opener of a 3-game series. Anibal Sanchez beat his old team for his 3rd win in 4 starts. Juan Soto hit his 14th home run of the season. And the Washington Nationals dumped the Detroit Tigers 3-1. Yuli Gurriel hit a game-ending home run in the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros beat the St. Louis Mariners Friday 2-1. Rookie Mike Soroka outpitched Cy Young Award winner Jacob deGrom, and the Atlanta Braves got a 2-run homer from fellow youngster Austin Riley in their 6-2 victory Friday night over the plummeting New York Mets. The Mets have lost their 6th straight and fell to a season-worst 9 games under .500. Brian Anderson drove in 3 runs with a double and his 11th homer, and the Miami Marlins snapped the Philadelphia Phillies' 4-game winning streak with a 6-2 victory. The Baltimore Orioles took the luster off of Mike Clevenger's return from the injured list, scoring 7 early runs off of the right-hander in a 13-0 rout of the Indians. Pinch hitter Pat Valega and David Dahl each homered in an 8-run 5th inning. Nolan Arando had 4 hits, including a home run. And the Colorado Rockies beat Los Angeles 13-9, snapping a 12-game losing streak to the Dodgers. Matt Olson hit two home runs. Mike Fiers remained unbeaten in his last 10 starts. And the Oakland Athletics defeated the LA Angels 7-2 Friday night. And finally, slumping Buster Posey had a pair of RBI hits, and Alex Dickerson homered and drove in two runs to lead the San Francisco Giants to a 6-3 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. In baseball news, the Tampa Bay Rays have added two-way prospect Brendan McKay to the taxi squad in preparation for his major league debut. In a pitching start today against Texas, McKay, taken fourth overall in the 2017 draft, was 3-0 with a 1.08 ERA in five games with AAA Durham. He was also a designated hitter. McKay gives Tampa Bay the option of using four starting pitchers and an opener through a rotation turn. The Rays reinstated closer Jose Alvarado from the restricted list and recalled right-hander Casey Sadler from AAA Durham to help the taxed bullpen. Alvarado left the team June 2nd to tend to a family matter. Tampa Bay optioned left-hander Jalen Beeks and infielder Mike Brusso to Durham. Minor league catcher Nick Seufel was designated for assignment. Also in baseball news, Scooter Gennett has rejoined the Cincinnati Reds after missing all season with a severe groin injury suffered during a spring training game. Gennett is in the lineup at second base for the opening game of the series against the Cubs. Texas Rangers third baseman Asdrubal Cabrera is back in the starting lineup against Tampa Bay after serving a three-game suspension for hitting an umpire with equipment. Cabrera missed a series at Detroit after Major League Baseball reduced his suspension from four games. And Baseball Players Association says the Tampa Bay Rays would need permission from the union to play games in Montreal. Union head Tony Clark said Friday much work remains before that consideration becomes closer to a reality. Clark said requiring a player to maintain two homes during the season would be a significant burden. Commissioner Rob Manfred said last week that the low-drawing Rays may explore a split season in Montreal. And that is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.